This is part 7, the final episode of my interview with George Morrow of the Humble Road YouTube channel and Custom Van Shop in New Jersey. You'll find links to the Humble Road channel and much more in the show notes, aka description, for this episode in your podcast app. Okay, let's get right into part 7 of my interview with George. Please enjoy.
You apply that to those measurements and design to the CNC, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
That's probably the best way to do it. I'm sure you could do it all digitally, but...
You could. In fact, I will be using the CNC in my larger builds as well. Okay. But I will have to, I'll be redesigning wall panels as per the van, whatever the requirement is in that particular van. It's not like I can just say, print me out Sprinter wall panels, right? Because, each van is different.
Yep.
And I will not cookie cutter any part of this. I do see that the galleys in each, I'm on all of the platforms now, the ProMaster, the Sprinter, and the Transit. Galley length and depth and height, there is some commonality across those three van platforms.
Nice.
So there are certain aspects that I can carry from one to the other. When I order my 80-20, I've taken to ordering it per module. So if I need a ProMaster galley for Sam, I order that material as one single order. And I know that, and I code it Sam galley. So when it comes in, I open the box, I put it together, I put it in the van.
Nice.
I have them do the cutting.
Yeah. Wow.
So I've automated, or I've saved some time on that end at least, but it's still a custom build.
Well, it's cool that they do that.
Yeah. they charge you for it.
Sure.
they charge you for the cuts, but
especially 80-20.
Yeah.
They're going to charge for that. Charge for everything. But it's wonderful material, and I love it. How are you doing for time? I don't want to.
I think I'm all right. I keep checking my recorder, and the red light's still on and blinking.
All right. Yeah. So let's do one last thing. One last topic, which is the future of the camper van market. I believe that we're in a bit of a bubble, because of COVID and because of all of the social media that's come out around van life and just, it's so funny, whenever I say to somebody, yeah, I have, a camper van related business, it doesn't matter who they are. Everybody says, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
They want to have a van and travel in a van and van life, et cetera. Except for my friend, my good buddy, Dennis, who was in the U.S. Navy nuclear sciences program, and he was 3 years in a submarine, and his wife wants an RV, and he says, nah, that's not happening.
Yeah. That's but funny.
But everybody else, he knows who he is and what he wants. But anyway, everybody else will say that they want a van, and that's great. But again, I think we're in a bubble, and I wonder how close to the edge of it we are. And I wonder if there's going to be a drop off. And, we're both in the business. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I agree. I agree. It's, the fervor was there before COVID, but COVID really caused it to explode. Everybody has turned to RVs. Even the manufacturers, they can't keep up. They can't get components any longer. And that's going to lead to frustration. That's going to cause a lot of people to bail or just turn away from it before they even get started.
I hadn't even thought about that aspect. That's a really good point.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, what I see is people start out with 40-footers and 36-footers, and as time goes on, if they stick with it, they continually downsize. It's the opposite of boats. I started with a 24, then I went to a 31, then I went to a 38. If the crash didn't come, I'd have a 42. But I think that the van aspect, and then slightly larger than, is what I'm going after. I will be bringing in shuttle buses. Once Mini-Me's off the ground,
yeah.
Mini-Me, I've already got people slated to take that entire leg of business and run with it and keep it running. Yeah. I'll concentrate on the customs. Part of the custom building is the shuttle buses. Huh. And yeah, I want to get those from the factory without seats, without any wiring.
By whom?
There are different companies. They're different builders.
Okay.
And they're either, you know, they can be on Sprinter cutaways. They can be on the Transit or Ford E cutaway.
Okay.
I'm not sure which platform I want to use, or maybe I'm using all of them. But I think they are a very, they're curvaceous and they're sexy. And I love those curved tinted windows, big glass. I'm a big fan of windows in these vans. So I will be, and I think there's my entire future with Humble Road is shuttle buses, full-size vans, and mini-me's.
Okay.
And that's going to be the focus moving forward.
Shuttle buses would be diesel?
They could be gas or diesel. Probably not over 25 feet total length.
Right.
You know, Pleasure Way had a cutaway. Well, I think they still produce. I'm not sure if they do or not. They had a cutaway series. It was basically a big box. It looked like an ambulance.
Okay.
Advanced RV has their new B-Box, they call it, on a cutaway, on a Sprinter cutaway. It's similar to that. I want that just ever so slightly more volume on the inside.
Right.
But I don't want that box. I want something sexy. I want something sleek and smooth. It's got to have a pleasing aesthetic, and I don't think those boxes are pleasing aesthetically.
Right. No. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. And basically it's just more floor space, right?
I mean, exactly. They're a little bit wider, a little bit taller. And obviously a little bit longer, but I want to maintain that simplicity of handling and parking.
Gotcha.
You won't get it in a garage, but yeah,
maybe
I think
park it in downtown San Francisco, but otherwise,
right. I think it might be a nice full timing platform.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder how those will do with regard to boondocking and stuff. Well, we could talk about that all day.
Yeah, I mean,
where you can do these things.
Absolutely. I mean, I see a 4x4 lifted version as well. You take a shuttle bus, you know, if you put it on the Ford E platform and you send it down to Quigley and you get a lifted 4x4, now you can take this beautiful penthouse onto the beaches or up into the mountains.
Yeah, very cool. Well, that pretty much answers what was going to be one of my final questions, which is the long-term plans for Humble Road. You've planned out, you know where you're going.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there will be changes in flexibility, right?
Oh, for sure. Options. You need options.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm going through growing pains right now. I moved to a larger shop. I'm going to start hiring people. I'm buying bigger and better tools. So it's tough. I want to make sure I keep my hands on the reins. I don't want to grow too fast, but I don't want to be, you know, I was never penny wise and pound foolish. I always I go for the best, but I have to be careful now because we're dealing with, like I say, some, you know, this is a big deal. Building vans for people is not a lighthearted task.
No, there's a lot to it, and you've got a lot on your plate. You're physically building and planning and building and improving
yeah.
business over time. And I mean, I'm doing the same thing with the blog and the podcast, and it's a lot. I mean, all mine is digital. All my work is digital, but I know what it's like to be juggling chainsaws while spinning plates.
Yeah. But you know what? If you enjoy it, it's not work.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky that all my working life, that's how I felt. It never was a job to me. Even my photography, and then building vans. I pop out of bed every morning like I'm 18 years old. I just can't wait to get back to the shop. I'm working 6 days a week, and Sunday, nobody can bother me. I will veg out on the couch. I'll answer my comments and messages, but I take that one Sunday every week to relax and recharge.
Yeah, and I have I've come to realize the value of that in the last few months as my workload has increased. Man, it's hard. It's really difficult for me to stay scheduled and not go, oh God, you know, Wednesday afternoon, all right, I've had enough. If I do this, I won't be able to take Sunday off. You know, it really is a juggling act. And I think it would be easier actually in your situation than mine, because for me, it's more and more computer time. Whereas, when I'm building things, time just flies. I mean, mm-hmm. when I'm working with my hands, I get so immersed so quickly and tools and parts and go to the hardware store, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's fun and it's exciting. So in some ways I'm jealous. On the other hand, I like to be completely mobile and free and be able to live wherever I want. So there's that, but. All that to say, I need to take Sundays off too.
right.
Because that rejuvenation is really valuable.
It is. You need to recharge.
Yeah. Yeah. And just let things drift out of your mind so that new things can come in. It's probably not that simple, but
right.
It kind of feels like it is sometimes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr.
You're welcome.
Mr. Humble Road.
Humble Road.
Greatly appreciated. And again, I'll be putting stuff in show notes so people can link to it. I will continue to sing your praises on the show whenever some technical thing comes up. One nice thing about doing a lot of short episodes, as you know, I do roughly 10-minute episodes, is I can interrelate as I'm talking into the microphone. I can say, you know, blah, 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 insulation. Oh, by the way, you should check out, you know, episode number 87, where I talked extensively about insulation, and, you know, go check out George's video.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing versus a lot of very long episodes where it's harder to dig through stuff and everything. So.
Right. Right. Well, we've talked for more than 10 minutes. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'll meet these out over time just because people have gotten used to the daily drip. So yeah, I'll let you get back to your Sunday off.
Yes.
I really appreciate you taking the time on your day off. It's awesome, man.
Happy to do it.
Cool.
You take care.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're giving away a useful van life resource over at vansage.com. The Campervan Essentials Checklist for packing and outfitting your van. It's the easy-to-use download for making sure you've got all your van life essentials on board before you hit the road, and it's free at vansage.com. And there's more. You're going to get the Vansage newsletter, packed with exclusive van building, living, and traveling resources. And we've got more useful downloads coming soon. You can find all that via the link in the description for this or any Campervan podcast episode, or just head over to vansage.com and click the appropriate button. Okay, thanks again for listening. Until the next episode, best of luck in all your endeavors and enjoy your van life adventure.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me.